And welcome, good friends, to another Smooth Conversations program. I'm your host, Ron Jackson, Smooth Jazz Ride, here along with my co-host, Aida. Hey, Aida.
Hey, Ron. How are you doing?
Doing good, doing good. And my buddy,
hey.
Mike. Mike, how's it going?
Hey, Ron. It's Mike. Making it happen, man.
All right. Appreciate that. Tonight, I'm proud to say that we have a couple of members of another quite familiar group with us. And I'm really looking forward to chatting with them. Their new release is just hot, that's all I can say. But before we get to them, Mike, let's tell callers about our call-in process. Okay, well, let me get to our guest tonight. And I want to start off by saying they are the individuals who are known as the musical peacemakers of contemporary jazz. That alone should raise my eyebrows for a lot of folks, particularly those who are not familiar with their music. And even those who are, they raise their eyebrows for a totally different reason. These guys really got it going on, for sure. They've just celebrated their 25 years in this business with such diverse and eclectic music as the multicultural New Horizons and their current release, Silver Skies, which basically, of course, celebrates their 25th anniversary specifically. The group was founded by Tom and Greg Marino. And Tom, I'm hoping I'm going to pronounce this right, Sansone, maybe Sansone. Yeah, the group's overall mission has always been a very honorable one. And, you know, that's one of the main reasons why I asked them back. I have had them on our show for a long time now. They first appeared on our show way back in 2010, and we were doing a whole different format back then, as a matter of fact. And we're just so pleased to have them back with us again. So please welcome with me, the Marino brothers from the group Airborne. Hey, guys.
How you doing, Ron?
Hi,
this is Greg Marino.
And this is Tom Marino. Thank you, Ron. And thank you again, like we were talking before, for that wonderful review that you did of Silver Skies. It was wonderful. And you really hit, well, the words were wonderful, and you really hit exactly what we were looking for on the CD. You really
fantastic.
Did.
I appreciate that. Well, you know, it wasn't hard to hit the right words when you're totally feeling them. You know, totally feeling the CD, and that CD was definitely, I felt that from cut one on through, believe me. And I really thank you guys for joining us here. And you know, like I mentioned earlier, things were a bit different back when we interviewed you guys before. I think we were just doing like phone interviews, and then we would the transcription and that sort of thing.
Right.
Yeah. We hadn't gotten into the live thing yet. I'm so glad to have you guys aboard to do that with us tonight. And of course, first of all, happy 25th anniversary. And not many people can boast that. Not many people can boast that at all. Now, let me ask you this: rather than release a, you know, so many people do it, release a kind of a best of CD, you elected to grace us with some fresh new material. A lot of it Latin. Jazz, rock fusion, some Brazilian, some R&B, just some of everything. So while you're noted for a lot of eclecticism in your music, it seems a little more pronounced here on this particular CD. Can you give us a reason why?
Yeah. For this 25th, what we chose to do was, as opposed to picking songs over the last 25 years, mm-hmm. we wrote new songs which represented what we did over the last 25 years, but where we've grown since as musician and as writers. Mm-hmm. But we wanted to incorporate all the different phases Airborne has gone through. We went back to some of our rock roots. We also went to the rock fusion thing. Mm-hmm. We always incorporate the Latin music, the Afro-Cuban. Mm-hmm. And then there's the smooth jazz, which is on there, and the R&B vocal.
Yeah. You can't miss this one.
Yeah.
You know, because from soup to nuts, it's all covered here, I'm telling you.
Yeah, it's a gumbo. It's everything thrown in.
We really, really wanted to do that. Like Gregory said, we wanted to, whatever we experience or what we treasure through the years, we wanted to put that on this CD to celebrate the 25 years. And we're very happy how it came out. It was a lot more arranging, a bigger band, bigger horn sections, two trumpets, two saxophones, trombone. So it was quite a bit of arranging and a lot of musicians on it, too, a lot of percussion.
There's a lot of spirit on this thing. A lot of really mm-hmm. energized spirit. You can really hear it from in the vocals and everything. You know, just amazing project. So, how long did the? Let me ask you first of all, whose brainchild was this project? Or did you all just kind of simultaneously come up with part?
Me and Tom did mostly all the writing and the arranging.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how long did all that
take? We usually do, the three main members, Tom Sansone and me and my brother, what we do is we collaborate on songs or have songs ourselves, and we bring them to the table. And, of course, on every CD we've done, some doesn't make the cut. And it doesn't matter whose song it is or whatever. What is the better song at the time, and that's what we choose, right, Greg?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what we choose. What are the message that we're trying to give on each individual CD?
And one other thing that we do approach with, though Tom and I are the primary writers of the CD, the musicians who play on it are great musicians and good friends of ours. So we allow their input. We don't tell them what exactly to play. We play, let them do their thing because we love how they play.
Yeah.
And
right.
when musicians are comfortable, that's when they play their best.
That's exactly
so
right.
So and this way it's not sounding like a one-person CD. It sounds like an ensemble and a group because you're getting many people's experiences and ideas coming to the table.
And you can't beat that for a winning formula, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
that's true.
Now tell me, how long did the project take from conception to actually getting it out of the studio?
I would say about a year and 4 months.
Yeah.
Okay, not bad at all.
No, like we were saying, you have to compose, and you, at first, it's over-composed because you're picking and choosing what songs would fit, and then you start arranging it. And something, you might not like it, and you have different ideas. Say if Gregory wrote the song, we would first do it the way he visioned it, and then I would listen to it sometimes, and I would put some ideas, and he'd probably say, no, we shouldn't do that. And then the next day, he would say, you know what, you were right on that one, we should change that.
Yeah. The power of persuasion. Music is the power of persuasion, right? That's great.
Absolutely.
That's fantastic.
Also, sometimes where a song started from when you first started writing it to where it ended up being are two different things.
A
song, it evolves and it grows from a baby to a full adult.
There you go. Living, breathing.
And it has to do with, like Gregory was saying, the musicians too, the other musicians who come to the table.
Yeah.
And we're blessed that we have musicians that have been with us for so many years. Like the bass player has been with us over 20 years.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And we got a wonderful Steve Clark, he's on bass, and Dave Ramsey, who is the newest member of the band and the youngest member of the band, but he just puts the fire. He's been with us for a few years.
It's almost 5 years.
Five years now.
Years
yes.
Go and, by quick.
Yeah, the years go by very quick.
Don't they though?
Yeah, they do.
I wish I could put
and
the brakes on
he just puts
some
the fire to us now. Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, as a matter of fact, let's get into one of the cuts off this album.
Good.
Give everybody a taste of this. This is Cuban style, everybody.
Okay.
Thank you.
Cuban style. Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna defer to my resident Cubana here, Aida.
Okay.
Did that float your boat or what?
Oh, I'm telling you, that horn section was totally Arturo Sandoval.
Sound like
the music that was played in my house.
I wrote that song, and that was my little tribute to the Afro-Cuban influence, because I've always loved the music that came from Cuba. And I wanted to make sure that I used the traditional rhythms in the intro with the chant and the traditional African.
Mm-hmm.
And with
the clave and the cowbells and all the percussion. But then, of course, bring it to up to date where we go into a modern thing, and then we went into a funk. The song goes through many phases, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Right.
But actually, Cuban music has many different phases and big influence on American music. So that was my little Cuban tribute.
Talking about Arturo Sandoval, he received a Medal of Freedom today, as we're talking.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes, he did.
He sure did. From President Obama,
yep. Yeah. I seen it on television when he got it, yeah.
I would have loved to have seen that.
Yeah, he deserves
it. Absolutely awesome. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Such a musician. I've seen him play. Yeah.
Yes, and that song, Cuban Style, will be our next single come January.
Yeah.
January 2014, we'll be releasing that as a single.
It'll be a little shorter, but because of it's over 5 minutes. It's like almost 5:30.
Right.
So a single, we bring it down. We'll probably cut. We're going to cut the intro, the folklore intro, and we'll probably fade a little bit more. My piano solo, of course.
You know something?
That's the end.
That's something you have to do for
airplay, but that's okay. Song really represents what kind of Airborne really does, the Latin music and the funk together.
Sure. Well, like I said, that was definitely a hot piece, for sure.
That was totally all that, I'm more than sure it'll do very well.
Thank you, Aida.
Now, I noticed a bit more jazz rock fusion here than I recall in your last New Horizons release a couple or so years ago. Was that a conscious effort?
Yes, it was. It was. We're going with the smooth jazz thing for a while.
Right.
But we had started as with the fusion thing of the 70s and 80s. And that was our roots, and we just wanted to bring it back. We didn't want to be snoozy. We wanted more excitement on the CD. So this CD is definitely not background music.
You can say that again.
So
sure.
It was an intentional effort.
Yes.
Well, tell us a little bit about this this Nightingale you have performing lead and backing vocals on this one. Man, she just blew me away. Give us a little background on her.
Elizabeth Dellinger, she's been on at least four CDs of ours.
Okay.
She's a good friend, a beautiful spirit, and a voice that's just killing. And she has just this gift of creating background lush harmonies and little lead vocal things that we throw in that just become part of the music.
Mm-hmm. Very much so.
She uses her vocal as an instrument. It's and her tone is beautiful, and she records what I myself would maybe take 5 hours to do. She could do it a half hour. She just records, gets it, boom, boom, boom. Next step, and she just nails it.
That's her gift. Yes.
That's her gift.
That's
yeah.
her gift. That's her gift.
Sure.
We've had her since 2004, and she's developed into our kind of our sound too.
Yes.
She's amazing. She's definitely amazing.
I want the audience to remember that name, Elizabeth Ballinger.
Dellinger.
Elizabeth Dellinger.
And if you want to taste of her, here she is in City Spirits right here.
All right.
piece. Mighty, mighty, mighty piece. I love it to death.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, it's fantastic.
A little tribute to the city.
I got to say, you definitely have a radio sense because that's now our current signal.
Aha!
So you've picked the two signals of this TV.
It's all about the feel, my man. It's all about the feel. And I'm sure if I can convey what I'm feeling to the others out there, you guys are definitely doing it. That's for sure, without
Thank
a doubt.
You. Thank you.
Even with those two songs, you could feel what Airborne is all about. It's just writing some good songs and getting some great musicians together and having fun. Having some fun and let everybody play and put their voice into it. That's what we try to do.
Whatever happened to that concept of just having fun? You know, I mean, you know,
yes.
everything's such a job now for everyone. And that, it shouldn't
yeah,
really be
no,
that way at
no,
all.
We try to make it. We do have fun. That's what we love to do. We love to write music and then get together and create it and see where it goes from there. Right, Greg?
Yes.
Now let me ask you this: of all of your now you guys are pretty worldly. I mean, you would almost have to be to just embrace the kind of diversity and eclecticism that you do. But I got to ask you: of all of your travels and experiences, which would you, I know you can't narrow it down to one, but which ones, I should say, do you find to be the most interesting and rewarding and memorable experiences that you've had thus far in your 25 years?
As far as live performance or CDs?
Live performance, yeah. Or universally in a musical sense.
That sometimes almost is to the individual musician that night. I might have a night where everything's working for me and I'm feeling a vibe off the audience, and to me the band is kicking and you just get that musical rush that goes through you. But maybe someone else in the group felt it a different night than I did. Mm-hmm. So that's a tough one. That's almost an individualistic type of thing, I would say.
But we always enjoy playing, and we always put 100% if there's 10 people there or 10,000.
Absolutely. We've done that back-to-back where one night we were playing in some small little place, and then the next night you're in front of hundreds, thousands of people. So, but no matter where we play, we just do our best and always
give it your all.
Give it at all.
Sure.
And
as
you were saying, musically, as Gregory said, I think me and Gregory both agree our favorite CD. Well, this is one of our favorites, but before our favorite was our Turbulence CD in 2007.
Okay.
Wouldn't you say that too, Greg?
Yeah, I would say Turbulence was one of my favorites for a while, but
I'm liking this one.
This one's my new favorite. I have to say.
Oh yeah.
This one, we put our heart and soul into this one, and we didn't play it safe at all.
Right.
We just said, this is going to be a musical CD.
Sure.
Of course, it's got a groove where people could listen and have fun to, but we just went with what we felt and what we wanted to express musically and just make people celebrate our diversity and just, it's music for all people.
Sure.
As you can tell, that this CD, got so many different cultural
Oh yes!
That's what we like to celebrate.
I'm looking at your review that you said it, and you mentioned that it was the one piece of the Time Machine that you said it sounded like Mandrill, and that was one of our favorite bands from way back when. I said,
"Oh man!"
When I seen that, I said, "Ron knows."
I saw that, I said, Ron's our age.
Yeah.
I was there when they said the music, okay? Believe me. If I don't know it inside, nobody does. Trust me. But let me ask you, so has the tour promoting this album taken you many places? Have you already started a tour yet?
Right now we're in promotional mode. We haven't done performance mode yet.
Okay.
That'll probably be after the winter, probably start in early spring.
Yes.
We'll start doing more performances to promote the CD. Winter things do slow down a little bit, so we're going to push more radio, more interviews, things along those lines.
We'll be playing, of course, but we'll be playing when we say we'll probably stay more on the East Coast. But that's quite a big, long time. That could be from Florida all the way to Maine. So we're talking East Coast. That's right.
Well, along the way, I'll stop here in the Washington, D.C. area. That'll be
great. Well, we're hoping to. Yes.
If there's an event, please keep us in mind. We're only 5-6 hours away.
We're really working on in 2014 is an African tour and a European tour. So that's in the works.
Man.
That hasn't defined. Everything hasn't gone down on paper yet, but that's in the works. So.
Well, that sounds like
we're looking forward to that. Yeah.
A lot of your time. A lot of your time. Yeah. That's for sure, without a doubt. I'm sorry, you were going to say something?
I was on mute when I was talking, but it's okay. I'm good.
You can talk. Okay. Please do.
Well,
I'm good. I'm just grooving on the music because it's definitely sending the vibe.
So you're doing what I'm about to play here, just chilling, right? Okay. Check this out.
Something like that.
Just wow. Chilling. I love it. Absolutely love it.
Very nice.
Let me remind the listeners, by all means, please, if you have any questions or comments for Tom or Greg, please by all means call in 858. And, of course, that's 1-858-777-8436. Again, 858-777-8436. And you are listening to Smooth Conversations, and we are here with my two good buddies, Tom and Greg Barino of Airborne, and we are having a ball. Okay.
Yes, we are.
I'm loving this. I'm loving this. Now, listen, I don't know if we discussed this when you were last on with us, but I'm pretty sure we probably did, because this is such a very riveting part of who you are that I would be very remiss if I hadn't mentioned that in the last show. But you're so involved in such good world causes. For example, you were awarded a Merit of Honor by the WPO, the World Peace Organization for Excellence in World Music, and it's humanitarians. Man, that, you know, aside from being great musicians, that is such a heavy hitter for me. You know, when did that happen, and how did you come to the organization's attention in the first place?
Well, first of all, before you're good anything, no matter what you do in life, you have to be a good person. I really believe you have to be humble enough. The best musicians that I've noticed are the most humblest, and they care about somebody else.
Yes.
There's a lot of people in need, and we, ever since we even were kids, we always cared. We always did community work. Am I right, Greg?
Yes.
We always helping out in the community. Always.
Mm-hmm.
Did the extra. And as musicians, as we got it to be a bigger group, we said, we got to do something else. You know, we have to have a cause. So we said, you know, too many people right now, for years we've been doing for hunger. A few years ago, we were sending donations from our nonprofit, the musicians, peacemakers, and humanitarians.
Right,
and it was going
right.
to... feed the children, and now we switch to food for the poor. It's
food
not that
poor,
we
right.
don't like feed you, but right now it's going to food for the poor. And of course, there's a new one right now is Feed America, Feed the USA, because even in our country right now, people are starving and
you better
they
know
need.
It.
Yes, there's a lot of kids going to bed very hungry. So everybody should realize that, and it's something that really hits the home. Being coming from New Haven too, we've seen a lot of things that we heartfelt.
Yeah, that needs to change, and we celebrate diversity and we try to help everyone, and that's how we lived our lives, and that's what comes through in the music.
Yes.
That is such a compliment. I mean that compliments everything that you do. To me, that stands head and shoulders above just the average musician who's just playing music for profit. I mean, you guys go beyond that, way beyond that. I mean, like you mentioned in the portion of the CD sales for this particular release, going to Food for the Poor. I mean, that's so honorable. That is so incredibly honorable.
Well, thank you, Ron. Thank you.
Everything you do comes back.
Yes.
Yeah,
it'll come back to you. And it might not come financial, but it'll come in a different way. You know, something good will be for you. You know,
that's
you do good, it will.
Exactly.
And you don't even look for that, though. You just do it.
Yeah. We don't look for that. No.
We don't look for we do it. That's because who we are and what we do.
Exactly.
Right.
And
not
we've been
to be noted.
This is something it's not new. It's not new to us. It's something that was instilled to us all our lives.
Sure.
All our lives.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Mike, you have anything you want to add to that, my friend?
Well, right now I'm monitoring the chat room, and we have a Cheryl Ugly in the chat room, and she has a question.
Okay.
Cheryl
Ugly?
Ugly.
Cheryl Ugly.
Oh.
Like D.L. Ugly?
Oh.
Cheryl Ugly.
Okay.
And her question is, where do you find your creative inspiration?
Geez, that's something that's kind of within, but as far as inspiration, that might come from different places. For instance, I wrote Cuban style, and what
where I got that, about a year and a half ago, I was in South Florida, and I went to Little Havana. And but I've always loved the Afro-Cuban music. So being in Little Havana and hearing the music and the food and the smell and the dancing, it inspired me to write that song. That's one influence. As far as the Caribbean, funk is something we grew up being inner city people on the tri-state area. That's where it comes from me. How about you, Tom?
Between the, we've always loved the islands, the Caribbean, and you could see in all our CDs that there was always island music, island-oriented music.
Mm-hmm.
And each island, as we visited the islands, they all have their different sounds.
Yes, it's a different sound.
There's a different music, and we got that. You feel that culture, you feel the music, and it inspires you to do a different kind of piece.
What's the music you might hear in Barbados as opposed to Jamaica or Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic, it all has its own flavor.
Like going back to 2004, a song called Lizard Island, it was about a little island off the Bahamas. And it was just a little island off. You can't go there. The locals got to drop you off there.
Right.
I wrote that song off that and having that Bahama feel to that song. And a lot of our songs are different, the different islands. Salsa Jazz is a different one off the Silver Skies, too, that Gregory wrote.
Right. Now, that's the Caribbean.
Yeah.
But we're here in the cold Northeast. Hello. We also like our down-home funk, and we love our jazz, our straight-ahead jazz, and we love funk, and we love our R&B. So and we put all that into the music, all our influences, and that's why we have a diverse band so that people from all different cultures and races could bring to the table to create this melting pot of sounds.
Sure. You guys mentioned the islands. I certainly wish we could catch you on one of these smooth jazz cruises that we take to the islands. Yeah, we go pretty much every year, and it would do my heart so good to catch you guys on one of those because you bring that
especially
flavor.
Especially in January, February.
Yeah. When you're from the cold East Coast, I mean, I think you really appreciate that a lot more, you know.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. But let's get back into this, and I'm going to now touch on that song that these two gentlemen mentioned that I equated to Mandrill and Funkadelic. By the way, you got to like this one. This is Time Machine.
Come take a bite.
Man, that may well be my favorite on the album. I don't know. I love that jam so much. You know,
Ron, that cut actually is our favorite live piece because it's
such a
crowd pleaser.
I bet it is.
We tried in all the arrangements, but that one's our fun piece where
you know
we just have fun and the crowd, the people just everybody smiling and singing along.
I bet so. Especially if you hit that bridge and in that bridge you hear so much of that Mandrill fence walk. You know,
yeah,
that song, fence walk.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Mm-hmm.
That took me out of here. I was done.
Mm-hmm.
Even the first time we played it on our CD release party, people didn't even hear the song.
Mm-hmm.
They just started feeling it, and everybody was singing the chorus by the end of the song.
And dancing. Kind of that groovy.
It's like they heard it 100 times, but they never heard it.
Wow,
the CD wasn't even released.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like
that's a good feeling. That is
a
good feeling.
It was like a Soul Train party or something.
Yeah.
It was fun.
It's got that
amazing hook that just stays with you, you know.
That's from going back from our R&B roots from the first when we first started, going back to that. It just came out of us. That's what's instilled in us.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
And it's fun.
It's a fun song. It just works. It's a feel-good song.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. I know I went back when I'm listening to that.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I have to pay tribute to our drummer. He can lay a groove down, but he puts it with a little fire that just kicks you, you know?
Oh,
it has the old school, but with a new, being he's younger, he adds a little something to it that...
Yeah, puts a little flame.
Flame, yeah.
The little it factor.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Hey, Ron?
Yeah.
Ron?
Yeah.
That guy just got an old soul, man. He's got an old soul.
He's got an old soul.
Oh, yeah.
Well, his father was a bass player and taught.
Okay.
So his father's from the old school. So.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Mm-hmm. There you go. Explains everything.
That's where the bottom comes from.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he started out in church and
a lot of folks attribute their beginnings to the church and they bring it with them, believe me. So tell us.
We play a lot of the great musicians that are with us are all church guys, or church musicians too.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we do both.
We do it. I do it too. Gotta give back.
There you go. Gotta give back. Gotta give back.
Yeah.
Tell us, where can people go online to learn more about you and your music? And especially, you know, not only about you and your music, but the other activities, like, as well as where they can go to make any kind of donation to your causes, that sort of thing. I really would like to get that out there for folks.
Well, you would have to just go to our website, airbornejazz.com. Again, airbornejazz.com, and it's right on the front page, and it'll say Food for the Poor. You click that, and it takes you right where you have to go.
Right. Anyone who wants to make a donation for Food for the Poor, or if anyone, just a little shameless plug here, wants to buy any of our CDs, you could buy them on the website also.
Now, but look what they're getting in return.
As a little afterthought, let's not forget the CD. Okay. All right. As a matter of fact, let's get back into that one. This is another one of my favorites. This is Sunshower, everybody. Sun Shower. I had to kind of catch myself and bring myself back because I was locked into that guitar riff, man. I was gone. I was gone. that was so on the money, I tell you.
Thank you, Ron.
I really
did pick our singles.
Oh, man.
You know, that was released before the CD. That was released in April. What was it, March?
March or April,
yeah,
before the CD was even done.
Yes, yeah.
Wow. We put that out as a single.
Yeah.
And also that has classic Elizabeth Dellinger on the vocals there. Mm-hmm. She did another great job on that one.
That song was written 35 years ago with me and Tom Sansone. We wrote that. It was really a vocal tune, but we never recorded it, and we put it on this CD. We just changed the little things around, but a different groove, and it came out great. It really did.
Oh, yes,
I really
it did.
Enjoyed how
yes,
it came
oh,
out.
Yes, it did.
Yeah.
Yes, it really
a little
did.
Smooth jazz in the sky.
There you go.
Absolutely beautiful.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. Well, listen, we definitely want to thank you guys once again for joining us here. It's been such a blast chatting with you again. It's been so many
Ron,
years.
You too, Ron. You're the best. You're
yes.
The best. I mean, I'm just glad to hook up with you guys again. I mean, it's been a minute, as we say, but it was well worth it. I tell you that it's been well worth it. You guys are totally a class act for sure. Not just musically, but in every aspect of your lives, you've done a great job. And I know that I speak for the entire team here when I wish you all the best with this new
release.
You've
got some great co-hosts. Thank you so much
for
joining us. Thank you. And we're going to put a shout of praise out to you, Ron, for all what you do to contemporary jazz and smooth jazz artists. You're an inspiration for us all that you help and you bring out the independent artists. And you really give out the genre for the genre.
Right.
I really get a little praise you for that.
Well,
Thank you so much.
I humbly accept that gratitude.
Bless, buddy. Don't blush.
Bless.
He deserves it. No,
so
he works well. Hard. He works hard.
Yes,
and
yes,
we were talking
does.
Before, he wears many hats.
I try to get as many on my head as I can, believe me. Well, you guys, one guy
coming
out there.
Sometimes.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Please, by all means. As a matter of fact, I wish you really would do that. And when you do, just let us know. We will be there in space.
We'll have some fun together, Ron. I know.
That's for sure.
Oh, yes.
Tom and Greg Marino of Airborne, everyone, and the CD is called Silver Skies. It's their 25th anniversary CD, and it's available everywhere. Great music is sold. You just got to grab a copy. I know you've heard enough reasons here tonight why you should do just that, and so I hope that you will. So, guys, please do take care, and by all means, keep in touch with us. Let's not let these years get away from us. You know, we don't know how many.
We'll stay in touch, Ron.
By all means, especially as your travels bring you here to our D.C., Maryland, Virginia area. We got to make that happen for sure.
Okay.
Yes, we will.
All right,
thank you,
man.
Ron. You have a
thank
good
you,
night.
Thank you, Ron.
And,
you do the same.
Goodbye, everybody.
Good
take
night.
Care.
So
good night.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Okay, that'll do it for now, people. And I really, really, really thank you for listening. You know, something about that group just really gets me. I mean, it's not...
Warms you, right?
Yeah, it really does. I mean, it's not just... The music is fantastic. That last cut was just... I was, like I said, I was lost. I was in another world somewhere. But it's their whole aura. I think it's their whole aura. You know,
yeah.
It's so beautiful. And I want to thank all of you for listening. But please, don't go anywhere yet because I've got one more from them that's going to take us home tonight. And so now you're going to have to sit through my reminder. Sorry, but I'm going to have to do that.
It'll be worth it.
It will.
I want to say just don't forget to visit our home site, www.smoothjazzride. See what's happening over there. And as I mentioned every week, as many of you know, we provide CD reviews, concert reviews, and archives of conversations just like the one we just had. And so much more. You won't be disappointed. Just hop over there. And also, don't forget to follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, plus one us on Google+. And just say hi on any other site where you might find us. And we are pretty much everywhere now. So by all means, do drop in and say hey. Keep checking the site to see who our future artists will be. I can tell you right now, next week we're going to have one of the giants in the business, sax man Najee. So you definitely don't want to miss
Yay.
That. Yeah. So this is Ron Jackson.
And Aida.
And Mike.
Saying good night, and please keep enjoying the ride. Here's Funky Tuesday from Airborne's latest. You're going to love this. Peace.
It's Funky Tuesday.